is requested to come forward, inshallah. There's a lot of space in front. Somebody's waiting at the back as well. You can sit closely, inshallah, and come forward. If there's a gap in front of you, if you can just move forward, inshallah, so the individuals at the back can also come into the masjid. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawmal qiyamah faman zuhziha 'anil nari wa udkhila al-jannata faqad faz. Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, friends, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise, the most knowledgeable. He is al-hakim, he is al-hakim, and he is the most just. And out of the 99 names that we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in all of them. And these are the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know, and it is our firm belief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of the past, the present, and the future. We as human beings, our knowledge is limited. Our knowledge has deficiency. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is perfect, and He has knowledge of everything. So when anything happens, then ultimately our belief is that it is through the will and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that thing happened. And this is something that we need to make sure that we understand and we comprehend. Because as believers in one creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we affirm all of His qualities and we believe in all of His qualities. So the situation that has taken place a couple of days ago, where one of our friends, a son, a brother, a nephew, has left this world and gone to meet the Creator, and gone to meet his Creator, and in this context, we have to have this firm belief and affirm this in our hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided this in His wisdom and in His ultimate knowledge. But obviously, as human beings, we have some sadness in our heart, we grieve. And when a person goes through any situation in his life, then one of the most, or the most perfect example that he has, is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look into the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we see a situation which has similarities? Do we see a situation whereby we can seek solace from? And those of us who are acquainted with the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 7 children, 3 boys and 4 girls, out of which 6 left this world before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only one who survived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha. And in regards to the 3 boys of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, namely Qasim, Abdullah and Ibrahim, they all passed away in infancy. And there is a narration whereby Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he narrates and he mentions, who was Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu? He spent around 10 years in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the age of 10 all the way to the age of 20, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So throughout his youth, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu says that, we went with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when his son Ibrahim was ill. And this was the final illness of Ibrahim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went inside. He held Ibrahim. فَقَبَّلَهُ, he kissed him. He smelled him. And then the rest of the Sahaba entered the room. And this was the point where the soul of Ibrahim was being taken out from his body. And that is something also to remember, that in our body we have a soul and then we have the body. And there is a connection between the soul and the body, that when a person will leave this world, then the soul will be taken out by the angel of death. So the body remains, but the soul goes into the next life. So whatever is on the body, this is one thing, it's been deposited. It's a vessel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's an amanah, a trust. And that is then buried. But the soul goes on to the next life. And it goes into the alami barzakh, and then in terms of the hereafter. So Ibrahim, his soul is being taken out by the angel of death. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to cry. And as he was crying, one of the companions, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu, said, "Anta ya Rasulullah, you or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amazed at the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying." And he couldn't comprehend that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, that innaha rahmah, that these drops, these drops that are coming from my eyes, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continued to cry. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continued to cry. And the next part is very noteworthy, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنْ, that the eyes they cry and the heart is grieving. وَلَكِنْ لَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا, that we are not going to say anything which is displeasing to our Rabb. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when he lost his own son, that we can be sad, we can cry, we should cry. It's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart is grieving at the loss, the sudden loss, not expected. But we don't utter a word from our mouth which is going to be displeasing to our Rabb. Look at our beautiful deen. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even taught us how to react in that situation. And we are in this situation where for some of us he was a friend, for some of us he was a brother, for some of us he was a son, for some of us he was a nephew. But the words that come out of our mouth should not be displeasing to our Rabb. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a believer is afflicted by something, some difficulty, and he says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha," that Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, grant me reward for my difficulty and compensate me with something good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person says this, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate him with something good. Will give him something good in return. Just yesterday I was speaking to a counselor, a Muslim counselor, and I was saying that it's beyond belief how those people who have no faith, those people who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they get through situations that are difficult situations. We are so fortunate. We don't understand the value of our deen. We don't understand the value of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know how rich our tradition is. Because if we knew, then we would be living a much more peaceful life in our own selves. We have forgotten the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have left the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should all recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufli khayran minha. We should repeat this and we should say this. In the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that as believers we are going to be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that as believers you will be tested. Individuals will be tested. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that at that time we should say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And in that situation, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those people that say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of a difficulty, then for them will be blessings and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the rightly guided individuals. So first and foremost, the situation has happened. It's happened with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. And we are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why this happened, what was the wisdom behind it. Maybe it was such that this individual, maybe there was something worse for him later on, and it was better for him to leave the world right now. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. In the narration it comes, Ash-shuhada'u khamsa, there are five types of martyrs. Al-mat'oon, the one that dies in a plague. Al-mabtoon, the one that dies because of the illness of the belly. Al-ghariq, the one who is drowned. The one who he has been afflicted by a blow. And we know that it was an accident that took place and there was a blow. And وَالشُّهَدَاءُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we hope, we have to think positive and we have to be optimistic, that we hope that our friend, our brother, our son, our nephew, he's included amongst the shuhada. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him from the shuhada. And we have this hope. It was a blow that took place. It was something that happened. And he passed away. And we hope that he is included from the shuhada. And we should make dua for him. So in terms of what can we do? First and foremost, we hear whispers within the community. Speculation, this happened, this happened. Every single person wants to know what happened. Maybe this happened, maybe this happened, maybe this happened. My friends, have some respect for the family. And many think that, you know, it was written, and it was written. But if we are thinking like this, if it was our brother, our son, how would we feel? Have some respect for the family. This is disrespectful for the family that we are trying to find out and speculate what happened. What happened, happened. It's done. Focus on what we can do now to help him. How can we help him? By speculating and finding out the details. We pray for him. And if we, and it's an illness of the community, that whenever something happens, then speculation takes place. One person will tell somebody else, and somebody else will tell somebody else, and add some extra details which are not even true. And before you know it, it's on social media, and there are pictures going around, and there is various other things that will happen at that time. And we don't realize the insensitivity that we're showing to the family. Think, if we were in those shoes, what would we do? How would we feel? So from now on, even if a person comes to you and says, have you heard this is what happened? Stop the, it's your responsibility that when you're hearing to tell this person, be quiet, I don't want to discuss, pray for him. Read 3 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and send the reward to him. That's more beneficial for him and for you. And as friends of his, one of the most important things, and before I can continue, there are some cars that need to be moved. One is a Toyota Yaris SX64 FWV, Hyundai SW17 PZM, a Golf VV13 OUB, a Sierra Leone X15 HDP or OP, Ford Puma YC72 UXG. Please can these cars be removed? Anybody else as well, if they've parked inappropriately, then please make sure that we go and remove the car right now. So the important thing is that what can we do to benefit him? First and foremost, stop the speculation, stop the rumors. It doesn't benefit anybody. What difference is it going to make if we know, if we don't know? And whatever happened has happened. And we are hopeful that he is from the shuhada. We are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him from the shuhada. Based on the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the ways that we can benefit is pray for him. We feel sad. We cry. We grieve. But let's not let those tears waste. Let's read 2 rakat salah, make dua for him. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the next part of his journey easy for him. Read some Quran, send the reward to him. And this will bring solace to you and it will bring peace to your heart that you've done something for him. Some of us may have been very close to him. Some of us met him once. I met him once. Some of us may have met him every other day. Some of us played football with him in the same team as him when he was younger. Some of us, we knew him but not so well. But we all know now of him. And inshallah, if we make that intention, that every single day, for all of those that have passed away, we're going to read some Quran, we're going to try and send some reward, we're going to make sure that we pray for him, we make dua for him, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. And in terms of, this is for the situation of how we deal with the situation right now. Some of the points that come to mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do those things that are beneficial for him, for the family. Meet the father, give him words. We don't even know what to say. When we go meet someone who's passed away, we don't even have the understanding of what do we say to that person. We say, you know, sabar karjo. And this is something to say. But if we were to console him that I am making dua for him, I have read 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad for him, I've sent the reward for him, I have prayed 2 rakat salah, I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Imagine the happiness that father will feel, that mother will feel. And I know that the mother is reading salah, she's making dua. And this is going to help. And it's not an easy thing. For those of us who are not parents, you may think, you know, it was written, maybe someone may think and have this passing thought, a very sad thought to be fair, that oh, it was something that was written and you know, something that was meant, that was going to happen. But you are not a parent. If you had a child, then you would know. And my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 of his children he buried. And we learn from him of how to live our life in that situation. But it's so difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the father, the mother, the family, and grant them sabr and make it easy for them. And we should make dua for them as well. We should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and assist them as well. But now, as on an individual basis, how do we react? A few years ago, we had another program like this where someone else passed away. And many youngsters, mashallah, came like there is today. Many youngsters came. And as is human nature, we forget. 1 day passes, 2 days passes, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years. And then we forget. We're human beings. We forget. So right now, we have the feeling, we know what's happened. And as they say, you strike while the iron is hot. So we have to ask ourselves now, that this has happened to a friend of mine, someone I knew who was 20 years old. And he has left this world, and nobody expected it. Last week, if someone, it'd be unfathomable. You cannot understand it. But it's happened. So the reality is that every single one of us is going to taste death, but we don't know when. Could be tomorrow, could be tonight, could be tomorrow, could be in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But are we ready for that day? Have we prepared for that day? Have we thought that, am I preparing or not? Or am I thinking in my head, I'm only 21, I'm only 25, I'm only 30, I'm only 40, I still have another 20, 30 years to go. When I become a bit old, then I'll start performing my salah. When I'm older, then I'll go for hajj. When I'm older, I'll then fast. I don't need to worry about that right now because I'm young. My full life is ahead of me. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these situations happen as an ibrah, as a lesson. But wise is the person that takes it as a lesson. Wise is the person that then understands and says that we make dua for him. He's gone on to the next journey. And we make dua for him and we're here to pray for him. His parents are there to pray for him. And his parents' duas will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And he is fortunate in the sense that his parents are going to pray for him. But me and you, what about us? What changes are we going to bring to our life? Is this going to be a lesson for me? He's gone. He's benefiting from the duas of his parents, from our duas, from the reward that we're sending him. But me and you, when we die, is someone going to send this reward? Are we going to be able to then stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, that time came, and then I changed my life, and I tried, and I made an effort? Just a few years ago, we know, and we always refer to this, COVID happened where the masajid were closed, no one could come to the masjid. And then the masjid's open, and we thought that an influx of people will come. But the numbers actually reduced. How asleep are we? In what slumber are we at this moment in time? That we're not even waking up from this slumber thinking that I have many years to go. It's okay, it just happened. We have iman, we have Allah, we have the belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we're asleep. So it's a lesson for us. And inshallah, if we make the intention today that I am now going to make sure that I change my life, I am going to make sure that I perform my salah, I am going to make sure that I don't waste my time in going after girls or alcohol or drugs or clubbing or whatever it may be. I'm not going to do any of those things now. I'm not going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah there is hope that this person was the sabab, the cause. And inshallah all the reward of you changing will go to him. If you're a true friend, if you're a true brother, if you're a true, you know, if you had a true connection with him, then you will make sure that you change your life. You will make sure that you benefit him and you help him. Because now, he cannot do his own deeds. He's at the mercy of the individuals that are left behind. And I am sure that his parents will make dua for him. And that's going to happen to us one day, when we die and our eyes close. And the angel of death comes and takes our soul out. And then the ghusl is given to us. The shroud is we made to wear, the kafan, we're put into the grave. And the soil is put on top. Every single one of us, including myself, we're going to have to go through that whole situation. And then Munkar and Nakir will come and they'll ask us questions. Do we really think that if we displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to help us? And one thing to remember, we're sat here today in the house of Allah. We're not sat here because we decided to come. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to come into his house. No person lets anybody come into his house who he dislikes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us to his house and we came and he brought us here. He brought us here to listen. He brought us here to worship him. To speak about him. To think about our life and think, okay, the next few years, what am I going to do? Am I going to waste my life away? Am I going to go out of here and smoke and go and listen to music and do whatever else, and I've just listened to a talk, and that's the end of it. So we have this whole situation as an ibrah for us, as a lesson for us. Like I said, if it's a positive change for us, if it's a means of a positive change in our life, inshallah, the reward, he will get some reward as well. Now, how do we do this? How do we make a change in our life? You know, there was a time where youngsters could say that, you know, my local Imam Sahib doesn't speak my language, so I don't go into his programs because I don't understand him. Now, mashallah, in every masjid, there's at least one Imam who will speak English. Here we have three Imams who speak English. There are many programs that take place within the masjid. Here, and I know only about here, and there are many programs in the other masajid. In your local masajid, there will be programs as well, mashallah. Here, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, there is a program. If we truly want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will take out the time to come into the masjid and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we truly want to change, then we will make the effort. I had a youngster not long ago, about 6 to 8 months ago, who came into this masjid twice. The first time he came, his mother phoned me. Said, "Mal Sahib, I think he's got jinn, or there's some effect on him. He's acting very weird, he's crying, he can't sleep at night, insomnia." So I said, "Send him to me, inshallah, I'll speak to him." So he phoned me and he came here. Similar age to a lot of the youngsters that are here. And I sat him down, and I'm not lying to you, he was very depressed. Down. I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "You know, I just feel depressed. My job, I don't enjoy it. I don't like this, I don't like that." So in the end, we got to the bottom of it in terms of the fact that he was doing whatever he wanted to do. Clubbing, alcohol, drugs. To the extent that once he came home and vomited in his front room and his parents had to clean the vomit. My friends, we don't have value for our parents. We think they nag at us. We think they tell us off. We think they don't care about us because they're telling us for our good. They want to benefit us. They want to protect us. And then we say, you know, my father did this when he was young, so why can't I do it? We have the audacity to think like that. So this was the youngster. So he came once, twice. Then I said to him, you know, why don't you go for some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't you go and leave your house? So initially he was like, "Yes, definitely, inshallah, I'm ready." And then he went. And he's come back. And he's changed his life. Now, he's the coolness of his parents' eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and guide him. And before I came to the talk, I actually phoned him. And I said, "I want to mention your story. Can I?" "Not with your name. No one will know who you are. Some may have, they think they have an idea." He said, "Musab, definitely please mention it." He says, I was sleeping. He was depressed. And if I met his uncle, I told him when he first came to me, he was so down and, you know, completely depressed. And when I've seen him now, complete U-turn to the extent that he's in his own family, there is a change. His elder sibling has changed. So when we truly take the step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And the same enjoyment, the temporary enjoyment that you get in drugs or in talking to a girl or in alcohol or in clubbing, the temporary enjoyment. Because remember, anything that is a sin and is incorrect, when a person does the action, he'll have some level of enjoyment. But afterwards, if he has even an iota of iman in his heart, he'll feel bad. He'll feel depressed. He'll feel, "Why did I do that?" So that temporary enjoyment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put an eternal enjoyment in your life, in the life of those around you, if you start to do things that please Him. And the thing with good deeds is that initially it's a bit difficult. To go wake up for Fajr Salah is difficult. To come to the masjid for Salah is difficult. It's not an easy task. But after you've done it, after you've done you've carried out the good action, definitely you will have a good feeling. And the opposite is to say for the wrong things. So how many of us, you know, when we leave the home, do we tell our parents, "I'm going here. How many of us respect our parents? Our parents tell us, but we argue. How many of us look up to our parents and think, this father of mine, this mother of mine cares for me? And a person can only truly understand the value of his parents when he has children of his own. But by then, sometimes it's too late. Your father has left the world. Your mother is old. Serve your parents. Serve your parents. Listen to your parents. Don't think that they're against you. Help them, assist them. Be the coolness of their eyes. And the only way, the only true way to become the coolness of their eyes, it's not even a job. You graduate, you get a good job, you have a big house, you have a nice car. Yes, they will be happy. But a father will truly be happy when he sees that his son is going to the masjid for salah. Because he knows that that's eternal bliss for him. Because he knows that when he dies, this son of mine is going to make dua for me. He's going to be sadaqah jariyah for me. He's going to be an everlasting reward for me. So we need to become individuals that please our parents, assist our parents. And connected to that is that we have a vision. Many of us, we don't know where we're going. College, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing this. What's your plan? I don't have a, we'll do whatever. Have a vision. The Sahaba, they had a vision. Subhanallah. They had a vision. They knew what they wanted to do. They experienced the ecstasy of Iman. They experienced the sweet taste of Iman. And that then led to them having a vision, and they carried out the vision. We can also experience the ecstasy, but we have to make some sacrifice, some struggle, some striving. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Those that strive for our sake, then we will show them the paths, our paths, the paths of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who do good, and they have an awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most effective ways of increasing our iman, some may say, I find it difficult, my iman is weak. One of the most effective ways of increasing your iman is to do good deeds. Read your fara'id, read your sunan, read your nawafil, pick up the Quran, read the Quran. Sit in the gatherings of the ulama, connect with an alim. Any alim, one of your local area. Someone that you know, that you can relate to. He speaks your language, he understands you. Go speak to him. Ask him for mashwara, ask him for guidance. I guarantee you it will benefit you. I guarantee you it will assist you. It will bring barakah and blessings into your life. Your life will become sorted. Do mashwara with him, consult with him. You have a problem, go and sit in his company and tell him that I want to see you for 5 minutes. And I guarantee you that it will help you. And mashallah, now we have so many ulama. We are so lucky. Partly in Jews, we have so many ulama who speak English, who are knowledgeable, who are working in different sectors, who have knowledge as well, who are aware. But it's our responsibility to go to them. But we think we know better. We think nobody knows better than me. And that's the intoxication of youth. Right? We're blinded by the intoxication of youth. We think that there's no one more knowledgeable than me. I know. My dad doesn't know. He's from a different era. He's from a different time. But he knows. He knows what's beneficial for you. So, my dear friends, we have an opportunity to truly think, but where am I going with my life? And if our mentality is, No, not right now. I'm going to relax right now. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. And maybe in 5, 10, 15 years' time, I'll change then. But it may be too late by then. We don't know when we're going to leave this world. We don't know who's going to be remaining behind for us, to pray for us, to make dua for us, to send reward to us. We don't know. There's no guarantee. We can go tomorrow, we can go today. It's not like death only comes after a certain age. And this whole situation is a means of a lesson for us, to take a lesson for us. So we should, first and foremost, and this is something that's very, very important, don't speculate. The situation has happened. Don't be part of any rumors. Don't spread any rumors. If any information comes to you, make sure it stops at you. Don't spread any information. Don't bring any you know, heartache to the family, any difficulty to the family, be a means of being, you know, bringing some level of peace and you know, security to the family and happiness to the family in this situation. We as a whole community are there for the family. That's why we're here today. And they should know, and we, and this is a moment where they can take solace from this situation. And we make dua for them, inshallah. We all will make dua for him. We all will make dua for the family. And inshallah, we make a strong intention that when we leave from here, we are going to change our life. Who is ready to change their life? Who is ready? Put your hand up to, inshallah, who's going to change their life? Don't be shy. This is a way to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am ready. Hi, especially in the middle. Especially the group of youngsters in the middle. I want to see your hands high. That maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see us reaching our arm and He will accept us. So we make this intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, forgive the marhum's sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist the family, grant them sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a means, ourselves as well, a means of the coolness of the eyes of our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to listen to them. And for those of us whose parents have left the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower their graves with, you know, blessings and mercy, and make their graves from the gardens of paradise. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in Jannatul Firdaus just like this. One point to remember as well. You know, when we all enter Jannah, there's one narration that when we all enter Jannah and everybody is in Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask those individuals who went through difficulty in the world. And it will be such that the ni'mah of Jannah, the blessings of Jannah will be such that an individual who went through the most difficulty in the world will forget all the difficulties of the world. So this life is very temporal. This life is a short amount of time. But there is going to be a day when we enter Jannah and we will forget about all the difficulties that we went through in the world. And you know, the opposite of that, those people that will be in Jahannam, they will be the ones who went through the most luxury, the most, you know, blessings they had. And when they are put into Jahannam, they will forget about the billionaires, the trillionaires, the ones with the yachts, the houses, the whatever it is, who we perceive to be in a life of luxury. When they go into Jahannam, they will forget about all of the ni'mah and the blessings of the world. So we have the day to look forward to when we'll enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Make a short dua, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم اغفر له ورحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله، واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد، ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره، وأهلا خيرا من أهله، وزوجا خيرا من زوجه. اللهم أدخله الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم حاسبه حسابا يسيرا. اللهم يمن كتابه ويسر حسابه. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. والله forgive our sins. والله forgive our minor sins. والله forgive our major sins. Ya Allah, forgive those things, sins which we committed in public. Ya Allah, forgive those sins which we have committed in private. Ya Allah, you are aware of all our sins. Ya Allah, you are aware of everyone. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts in the hearts of the creation. Ya Allah, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Allah, you have power over everything. Ya Allah, your forgiveness and your mercy is greater than our sins. Ya Allah, please forgive our sins. Ya Allah, we beg you in this gathering to forgive our sins. Ya Allah, the brother who has passed away, Ya Allah, it was your decree. Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, elevate his ranks. Ya Allah, elevate his ranks. Ya Allah, forgive his shortcomings. Ya Allah, give patience, sabr jameel to the family. Ya Allah, to all those who are connected with him. Ya Allah, accept his good deeds. Ya Allah, accept his good deeds. Ya Allah, allow ongoing reward to reach him from those who are connected to him. Ya Allah, make this incident a means of change in our life. Ya Allah, give us the true understanding. Ya Allah, give us the ability to take lesson and to take heed. Ya Allah, death can come at any time. Ya Allah, allow us to prepare for our death. Ya Allah, allow us to prepare for our death. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving. Ya Allah, in the Quran, you say, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And that those slaves of mine who have transgressed against themselves, do not become despondent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, don't let shaitan make us despondent from your mercy. Ya Allah, you have told us many times in the Quran that you are the most forgiving, you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, until now, whatever mistakes we have made, whatever disobedience we have done, we ask for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, allow us to repent. Ya Allah, allow us to turn towards your deen. Allow us to turn towards the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us those individuals who change for the better. Ya Allah, allow us to help one another in good deeds. Ya Allah, allow us to help one another in good deeds. Ya Allah, make this gathering a blessed gathering. Ya Allah, gather us in Jannah just as you have gathered us today. Ya Allah, once again, we ask that you forgive the marhum. Ya Allah, you elevate his ranks. Ya Allah, you accept his good deeds. Ya Allah, you give sabr to the family. Ya Allah, you allow us to accept your decree. Ya Allah, we ask for afiyah. Ya Allah, we ask for afiyah. Ya Allah, we ask protection from fitan, from difficulties, from trials and tribulations. Ya Allah, make the marhum from the shuhada. Ya Allah, we read in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one who dies because of impact is from the shuhada. Ya Allah, we believe your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be true. Ya Allah, we believe the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make this a reality for the marhum. Ya Allah, make him from the shuhada. Ya Allah, elevate his ranks. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلي اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.
Like was mentioned, that we need to change. So change starts from now. And we have around 15 minutes until the Isha Salah. So everybody is requested to stay for Isha Salah and make that, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've made a strong resolve, that we're starting from today, that we are going to perform all of our Salah. And in the meantime, Adhan will take place. And thereafter, we are requested to take part in individual ibadah. Whoever wants to read Quran, read the Sunan before Isha Salah, and then also make dua for the one who has passed away, and avoid making any noise in the masjid or making talking in the masjid. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also finally, as many of you may be aware, that normally we have our Sanatain class. So I just want to say Jazakallahu khairah as well to our Sanatain students. Normally they would have lesson, but we moved the lesson and we postponed the lesson for this program. So Jazakallahu khairah to them as well. And also that we make this truly, you know, we go here with a true resolve. And we make that intention and we make sure that we act upon that intention as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. There is a VW, silver VW blocking residence streets, registration KY61FYT. VW KY61FYT and a white BMW LX61 EMV. Can you move your car immediately, please? You're causing an obstruction to residents. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar La